Today at Kuai Arirang, October 13th, by our Vedic calendar, San 1, we begin a six-day phase. This means that we serve for 6 days, and then we have a two-day retreat. We just finished a two-day retreat reflecting on life that we live here, reflecting on the future and reflecting on the past. What we do in the future, do we want to remember it in the past? Big question. That's why we always have to stop and reflect. We can't be too busy, but to include reflection upon the past and upon the future in our agenda of living life here on planet Earth. And today we have a beautiful home of fire, invoking God and the gods to help us create the foundation for Iravan Temple. We need to raise about $300,000. To have a 1 24-hour a day cement pour. It's going to take 24 hours for the cement to pour. Over 150 cement trucks will be coming. And then, boom, done. We can start putting up the temple stones soon after. We attended the Future Fair here on the Garden Island of Kauai. The peoples of Kauai are trying to and are being successful, all parts of the island, having a unified vision for the next 20 years, a unified vision of all the residents here. Remember a few days ago I mentioned that we were creating a big banner which said, one island, many peoples, all Kauaians. Well, when you're in Texan, you live in Texas. When you're in Boston, you're a Bostonian. When you are on Kauai, you are a Kauaian, and you share in the spirit of aloha, which means love and giving and support and humility and all the fine qualities of life. It was a very successful event. And the big banner was on the front page of the Garden Island newspaper. We were very happy about that. A beautiful article written by Sue Dixon, our fine editor, about we are all Kauaians and the reason why we live in a diverse community, but we're one under one banner and we're working for a sustainable future. Well, we're improving one of our rooms. It's the room where we receive guests. Milan and Margaret Nesbeta have designed a beautiful marble floor. John Anderson and Wayne Seal are experts in putting marble, creating a beautiful place upon which to walk and sit. So we'll put a picture on for you to see when it's finished. It's really beautiful. Yogi Tapodana and Markandeya Sendan arrived from India and are telling us many, many stories about their mission through Singapore, Malaysia, and through the southern part of India. We're very happy to receive them back. Now, the thought for today is affirmation. We often make affirmations that don't work out to our benefit. We say, oh darn. And I'll be the D word. And all kinds of swear words. But what we are doing when we do that, we are programming our subconscious mind to create barriers, hindrances in our lives. Have you ever thought that something wonderful is really going to work out? And all of a sudden it falls through, it doesn't work out at all. Well, the subconscious mind is an obedient supercomputer. It's performing its function for you. If you say, I'll be darned, then you are darned, and then things won't work out. If you say, I'll be the D word, and then obviously you get the D word working in your life. Well, there are other four-letter words you can use, L-O-V-E, K-I-N-D, love, kind. You can put into your subconscious mind positive affirmations. I will be what I will to be. I will do what I will to do. Through the grace of God, life is going to be perfect tomorrow, the next day, and the day after that, and on to the future. Think positively. Those positive thoughts take the substance that this universe is made out of, bring it all together and impress it in your subconscious mind. It actually can be seen within your inner aura by a psychic person. And you become a new person, a brand new person. The love word and the kind word eliminate the I'll be darned and all the other naughty words. Erase them. They no longer exist. Because kindness and love and charity and all the wonderful qualities are powerful moving energies. Whereas hate and stopping and jealousies are negative energies and they don't move as fast. They just sit there, grinding away. Thought is a very powerful thing. The computer that you are looking at right now is a product of thought. Somebody somewhere had an impulse, a vision. And then that impulse turned into a pulse. The vision began to be more clear in their mind. And finally the various parts of it came together. And they were inspired. They saw how they could help humanity. They became concentrated and finally manifested what we're looking at today. Every day it improves. It's faster and faster and faster. I wonder if it'll ever get faster than the speed of light. Maybe it'll be like the newspaper carried by the cat. We'll see tomorrow in today's computer. Who knows? It's advancing so quickly and also helping us so much. The building that we're sitting in, that you're sitting in, was once a thought. An impulse, a pulse, a creation, finally a manifestation. You are a creative being. Everybody living on the earth is a creative being. I always say poverty is a state of mind. Poverty is a state of mind. Change the state of mind. Stop cursing yourself and cursing others, which is also yourself, and you'll be an uncursed person. Able to go ahead and be successful in life. People who are wealthy control their desires. That's why they don't spend more than they have. It all begins up there in the head. It all is controlled by the feelings of the heart. If we get down lower in the anatomy, we don't know what's going to happen. In those parts below the heart, things get all mixed up, confused. Often back up on us in ways we don't want, in ways we don't like, causing us to resent life and want to end it all. Suicide is not an option. Some countries it has the death penalty. That's a joke, but it's not an option. There's a wonderful movie playing here on the island of Kauai about suicide, death, afterlife. Reincarnation, I forget the name of it. What dreams may come, go see it. The whole nation is understanding reincarnation, life after death. We're moving on very rapidly. Many people are preaching the end of the world. Going to happen next year. Well, let's hope so. The end of all the worst of the world. Just leave the best, and we'll go on from there into a new age. And remember, a new age begins harmony and peace in the home, raising the children without being afraid of their parents. Well, we're kind of running out of time here, and I'll be seeing you in our very familiar place, looking at you. Positive affirmation. Think about it. I love you, you love me. I love you, you love me. That's a good affirmation to say to people that you're a little edgy about, that I haven't quite pleased you, or maybe teasing you. Change the attitude by changing the belief. We'll gather together tomorrow. Cyberspace comrades, we'll be together tomorrow.